my friends. Thank you so much for tuning in today and welcome back to our show. This is Marjorie Serrano and I am delighted that you're here with me and that we will continue to explore God's Word and to learn to become inspired and to learn Spanish. So today, Maya and I have a very special story and we continue to talk about Abraham. So last time we talked about Abraham and Sarah and they had a beautiful boy, a baby who was a miracle child and his name was Isaac. So Isaac started to grow. He started to grow, comenzó a crecer, to grow, crecer. And one day, un día, God tested Abraham. And do you know how to say to test, my little friend? The verb to test is, it's actually a three-word verb in Spanish, is poner a prueba. So what you can do now this moment is you can pause this podcast and you can ask your mommy and papi to give you a notepad or flashcards. So you can start gathering your words and start your own vocabulary. So I'm going to give you the word again. That is poner, P-O-N-E-R, A-A, prueba, P-R-U-E-B-A, poner a prueba. So God tested Abraham one day, and he said to Abraham, take your dear son Isaac, whom you love, and go to the land of Moriah. So God asked Abraham to take his son Isaac to a mountain. Mountain is montaña. M-O-N-T-A-N-Y-A. We'll talk about that letter, A. So the ñ, it's a letter that is only in Spanish, and it's an N with a little hat. So you'll probably have seen it if you know what niño means, boy, and also año. It sounds more like an N and like the letter N and the letter Y. So anyways, that's the letter ñ, which is in the word montaña. So God asked Abraham to take his beloved son to a montaña that he will show him. And God asked Abraham to leave the son there. God said to Abraham that he had a plan and Abraham trusted his plan. So Abraham was very worried about his son. He worried, se preocupó. To worry is preocupar. So he worried about his son and he was sad because if he was to leave him there, there was gonna be wild animals. He was gonna be all alone. But Abraham trusted God's plan because Abraham was obedient, obediente. So they went to the mountain and they stayed there. And then Abraham, as obedient as he was, he started to walk away from Isaac. But suddenly he heard an angel speaking to him. And the angel of God, un ángel de Dios, spoke from heaven, habló desde el cielo, heaven is cielo, and said to Abraham, you have gone through this and you did not refuse to leave your son, your dear son. So for that, I will bless you. I will make sure that your children flourish like stars in the sky. Stars, estrellas, sky, el cielo, like sand on the beaches, como arena en las playas, in all nations on earth. Oh Maya, you're wearing a beautiful princess dress. Come here, princess. We're almost done with the story of Abraham and Sarah and Isaac. So God said to Abraham,
Dios le dijo, I saw a beetle.
You saw a beetle today?
Yeah, I saw a beetle.
Oh my goodness. Oh, you said what?
Yeah.
So Maya, what do you think about this story that I just shared with our friends today?
It's so wonderful.
It is a wonderful story. Yes, maravillosa. So, So God said to Abraham that his descendants will be like stars in the sky, that he will have so many descendants, descendientes, because he obeyed the Lord. He obeyed, obedeció. So that's the end of our story. A beautiful, inspiring story of obedience and faith, obediencia y fe. Tell me what you think about this beautiful story, about this episode.
But I want to do that again.
Okay, we'll do it again in Spanish for our
Spanish.
All right, we'll do it again. Thank you so much, my friends. Don't forget to subscribe to our show. Please rate our show. That helps others find us. And please follow us on Instagram. Really easy to find us. Just type on your search box, the Bilingual Bible Study. We love you. Los queremos. Buenas noches. Good night. God bless you. Dios te bendiga. Bye-bye.